The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested, bound, and put in prison. On account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. And John said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and he kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, and on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading people of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance which delighted Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask anything you wish of me, and I will grant it to you." He swore before his guests, "I will grant you whatever you ask, even half of my kingdom." She went out and talked to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" And she replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request, "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed because of his oath, though, and the guests in his presence, he did not wish to break his word. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in prison. He brought it back on a platter and gave it to the girl, and she in turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard this, they came and took his body away and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a dramatic story about John the Baptist and how his life ended. And it's almost gory, you know, they cut his head off and gave it to Salome, who gave it to her mother. But there's a teaching in here. And the teaching has to do with a person who is a prophet. Now, prophets in the Bible, they were never sent to tell us about the future. They were meant to tell us about the present age. Isaiah, the prophet, wasn't sent to tell the people of his time about the future. He was sent to say something to them about the present day. Prophets were never meant to tell the future. They were meant to enlighten the day in which they lived. Therefore, the thing that's sure about a prophet is a prophet will be persecuted. It's the destiny of all prophets. All prophets are destined to be persecuted, to be judged, to be set aside. In many ways, they carry the burden of truth. So consider when you go back to your classes and you think about who are the prophets of today? Who is it today that generally our society tends to persecute and say, we don't want to hear from these people? What is it? I mean, I have friends and you have friends who don't like Pope Francis because they think he's a prophet. He's disturbing us. He's asking us to think again about things. Consider who the prophets are in the church today. The place of women. Where we're going with including people we don't agree with. Where are the prophets in your life? Who do you follow? Who inspires you? rock stars and movie stars. They're not prophets. They're a sideshow. Prophets are those who speak the truth and pay a price for it. Look at our society today. Even in the world of politics, those who really tell the truth pay a price. And even in your own life, those who are somewhat different and they're saying something that we don't agree, we have to stop and think, are they saying something that we should really listen to? I mean, listen with openness and listen with courage. People that might unsettle us and disturb us, but don't dismiss these people right away. Pause and think about it. So when you go back to your classes, I want you to begin to somewhere, find a few minutes to talk about who you think the prophets are in today's world, or who you think the prophets are in the church. What is it about the church that you think needs to grow, we needs to change? What is it which disturbs us, which we might want to take a second look? Just to say that's what happens. Look at the biblical. John the Baptist came to announce Jesus Christ. The biggest opposition he had, and in his time, were those who were religiously rigorous. They were the ones that opposed Jesus. The religious authorities opposed Jesus and all the prophets that went before him. So think about that. I want you to wonder, I've always considered myself that it's very difficult to tell the difference between a prophet and a fool. You know, sometimes we think this person is crazy, and we think this person is a fool, and then sometime later, it turns out that person was wise. On the other hand, we have people over here who think they're prophets, and they turn out to be fools. So it takes a certain discernment. It takes a conversation. It takes a prayer. Especially it takes a prayer. You can only identify authentic prophets from a spiritual perspective. Not political, not convenient, not social, not economic. The prophet can only be identified through prayer and in a spiritual context. I want you to think about that. Who influences your life? Do you have heroes, heroines? Who do you want to follow in your life? Who inspires you? Who gives you a vision in your life? These are your prophets. So think about that. But always remember that the destiny of the prophet is to suffer. All prophets are persecuted. And so John the Baptist. Now here's a little story that some priest from Australia told me. And this is a true story. On one occasion, the bishop came to a parish in Australia to do a confirmation. The pastor was a very liberal fellow. And when it got to the offertory, they had a liturgical dance. I don't know if you've ever seen this. They had a liturgical dance, bringing up the gifts, and a young woman dancing brought up the gifts like this. The bishop, who was a very traditional fellow, was surprised. And he looked at the pastor next to him and he said, "If she asks for your head, I'll give it to her." Do you know what that means? You haven't listened to the gospel? Do you know what happened? How did John the Baptist get beheaded? Anybody tell me? Who did the dance? Salome did the dance. And when she did the dance, it cost John his head. That doesn't sound like a funny joke, does it? About the bishop in Australia. It might make you remember the prophets, though. When you go away, you say, that wasn't a very good story. But we remember the teaching about the prophets. Okay?